Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Handbags at Dawn, the show that finds no greater pleasure than reading huge significance into the stuff, nonsense, and raisins we find buried in the folds and recesses of bags.
We are your handbagging hosts, Charlotte Edmonds and Jessica Johnson.
I started out in radio before working as a TV creative at Psycho, during which time I had two children. My career's taken me on talent show tours across the country and on format sales adventures around the world. And my children have taken me to soft play and introduced me to a whole new level of love that makes my heart actually hurt. Or is that my excessive consumption of coffee?
No!
I'm a freelance writer and journalist who's worked on the broadsheets, high-end fashion sites, national glossy titles, and now that I have two children, I'm also au fait with CBeebies Weekly.
This is the one where we discuss social media, swimming pool etiquette, and superheroes. This week, we're coming at you just like Cleopatra from Kentish Town, and we are almost too excited about this week's guest. She's a journalist and writer who reinvented modern motherhood for a new generation with her honest and incredibly funny blog, Mother Pucker, finding the fun in the fundamental challenges of parenting. She's amassed tens of thousands of loyal followers on social media with her videos, reviews, and articles, and has brands falling over themselves to work with her, but has today asked those brands to respectfully give her just 1 second, because first, she's talking to Hannah. Bags at Dawn. This is the fabulous Anna Whitehouse.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
We are honoured to have you on here.
Oh, stop.
Here we are.
Stop it, guys.
You have brought with you a magnificent looking handbag. Could you describe your bag to us first?
She's quite gargantuan in her nature, and it's definitely a she, because she's part of the family. She's with me at all turns. She's a Tibra Mar rucksack. She's quilted. She's soft to the touch. And she's got many sort of elements to her where you can deposit a mangled nappy right the way through to MAC Lady Danger lipstick. So she's multitasking in her approach, as are we.
And I'm intrigued about what we're going to find in there because she's brimming. I mean, those zips are straining.
She is bulging. She is ready for business and she is ready for anything.
But it's always the one thing you don't have in there, isn't it? And you look
through. Or when you're rummaging around in there and then you find something moist at the bottom. I do hate the word moist, but you find something moist and you just think, I'm not actually going to find out what that is. I think I will just leave that to my imagination. It's best not to think too deeply about what's lurking at the bottom.
I always find it's oranges that you've forgotten about months previous.
From Christmas.
Festive Satsuma is in your bag. It's turned a festive green. It's growing a fur.
I think if you unearth the festive Satsuma in May, I think that's a nerve-wracking moment.
Oh, it's awful. What do you do? Do you throw away the bag? Probably not. Do you, as I've done, throw fairy liquid at the situation and just hope for the best?
Or if you're really poor and live in a flat like we do, you empty your bag out the window just because it's easier into somebody's garden. You think, that's just going to be fine. That'd be like compost.
It's like those bloody tinkers next door again, shaking their rubbish out the window.
I have not heard the word tinker in a long time.
We could leave anything outside our house and it would be gone the next morning.
Maybe they weren't
not
tinkers.
A word of a
maybe
lie.
They were part of the rejuvenation.
They were the pioneering hipsters. Yeah. We're just the shitsters.
So I think it's time for the first rummage in this bag of yours.
I've actually got sweaty palms. Who knows what one will reveal.
Let's pull out the first item.
Okay, we're going in. And we've unsheathed a tasseled cobalt blue miniature handbag that is ready for a launch of a book party tonight, because Mama has two lives. I palmed off the kid on Papa Parker tonight, and I'm going to get mash up with Cherry Healy at her book launch. So
the tassels are great, and they're so pretty. I want to plait them.
My daughter May refers to it as Mama's hairy muff. And the first item is not practical for any element of motherhood, but here she is, and I'm so happy to have her.
And she's unused, I see. Still got the label on.
I got her from East London Market. And it just, I don't know, felt an affinity. Again, it's a she. I felt an affinity with her. It's symbolic of the double nature of a mother.
It's almost essential, though, to have the going out bag that is tiny, because you want that distinction between, you know, as you say, mama and not. I mean, clutches, let's be honest, are useless in every single way, because you want to take a great deal of makeup if you're going out on the town. I remember once, the first time after I had my first child, and I put on my normal amount of makeup, and I met up with a friend who went, oh, I've done the same, I've completely overdone it. We get all overexcited, don't we, when we go out the first time? And I went, no, this is my usual
look. This is me.
She's right, she's just telling the truth.
The dark side to that is that we were in the bath yesterday, and I got out, and my husband came in, and she saw my bra on the floor, and she's like, Papa, put that on, pointing at the bra. And we were trying to explain to her, look, Papa doesn't have boobies, Mama has boobies. And then she pointed at his beer belly. Oh. She said, Papa has one big booby. Oh, no. I just think branding is everything. And actually, when you look at it, you do see the point.
Yeah. Oh, but you've just got to love kids for their honesty. My five-year-old daughter had a play date yesterday. It was the first time she'd come to our house, and she could see her kind of scoping the place out, checking out all of our bits and pieces. And she found a wedding photo of me and my husband, and she was like, is that you getting married? And I said, yes, that is me. And she went, you look really different.
Oh.
And then my daughter said, well, mummy is a lot older now. Thanks, girls.
It cuts you to the core, doesn't it?
The thing is, I can't even see her through the eye twitch. You know, you're just kind of like eye twitching away, going, whatever you say, whatever you need. Do you need a fish finger? Whatever you need.
You are very, very honest about the actuality of motherhood, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the common denominator across parenthood, as the three of us are all sitting here understanding, is that shit's real. Like, it hits the fan. And I don't think there's anyone who hasn't had a catastrophic moment. I think behind the veneer of perfection of houses and all the other things, it's actually like, yeah, okay, let's laugh through the madness. Otherwise you might cry.
But that's the brilliant thing that you do on Instagram, is that so many mums who kind of talk about their lives and things through their Instagram accounts, a lot of the criticism that's leveled at them is the fact that, you know, they're kind of presenting this perfect life, which kind of actually nobody really manages to achieve in real life. And yet you're so brilliant at actually showing how it really is, and it's fun and it's lighthearted. And I mean, was that always kind of what you wanted to do when you set up Mother Pucker?
I think there's a room for everyone. I think that's the thing, is it's not kind of like going, oh my goodness, what are you doing with your amazing house? I think there's something really nice about showing off the nice elements of your life, and I don't think that's changed at all. Like, you think of photo albums and you never put the shitty nappies in
there.
Yeah,
you're
stuff.
So right.
So it's kind of always going to be a highlight, and it's just an extended photo album. But yeah, the minute we decided to set up Mother Pucker was, I was in a community hall and it was smelling, you know that smell of feet?
Oh yeah.
Well.
And I was like, you know, why am I sitting somewhere that smells like your feet? Like, why can't we take this somewhere cooler? There must be things out there. And I started Googling. I was like, there's so much cool stuff out there. And why is someone not saying, look, you can go and do this with your kid, you know? So it was just kind of like that, and, you know, making loads of mistakes myself. And I knew the only thing that united me with my best mates was literally, oh my God, I dropped my iPhone on my baby's head while I was online shopping. And that was what got us through the darkness. Not, now, darling, which teat are you going for on your Aveeno baby feeder or whatever? That was not the discussion. And I don't know many people who have serious discussions with their mates about that stuff. So it was like that. It was just, okay, what's the stuff? And the stuff is real stuff and honesty, she says, posing against a wall every other day. She's a woman of two halves. And we walked past the wall the other day, and May was like, Mama, Papa, this is where you live.
So it's true then.
I was like, dark, dark days. Dark days. And then she automatically goes to stand against it and cocks her leg. And so I'm like, this is maybe not the right route. But you know what? I am selling my family on the internet. I understand that. It's the kind of line you've got to cross. If you're going to be honest, you've got to put it all out there or nothing at all, I think.
But what I like about what you do, it seemed like for a really long time, there was this comparison and hugely competitive, unrealistic view of motherhood. And then it went flip reverse and it went the opposite. And it was almost fashionable to slam family life and complain about it. And yeah. You have found a beautiful middle ground. You have made the realness magazine friendly. So it's really smart. My particular favourite is when you let her draw on your face.
That was awesome. Honestly the best tip ever. Like, always go with the best eyeliner pen is the Rimmel fat one, you know, because that comes off easier. Just a top tip there from the parenting front line. But I don't think it's about honesty so much, because I pose like a plonker against walls, you know, like that's not really that honest and real. It's more of a kind of visual thing. Like you say, it's that kind of magazine format in a way that's accessible. I don't like slagging off my kid. I try not to put her on there too much. I don't like really unrealistic, like, this is my house. I do think that midway ground is where it's at. It's not necessarily about real life or honesty, because I don't think Instagram can be either of those things, however hard you try. And we've got to call a spade, to be honest. If you want to make a bit of cash off this, brands aren't going to want to see your knickers sunny side up. It's basically there. So it's kind of finding that middle ground that unites everyone without isolating people who you ultimately want to work with. We're talking about flexible working. I'm trying to work with this model, and they just don't need to see some of the real shit that goes down, because I think that's where it draws the line a bit, because my kid doesn't have a choice about whether I show her running around naked with shit all over the place. So I think that's the line. Don't slag off your kid, but we can all unite as parents in the madness.
It's brilliant to kind of find some solidarity.
Can I just know, we're all eye twitching here. Yes. Every day, maybe. But you do have to bank things. I do think that, because you just don't know the mental stuff that's going to be thrown at you. You know, you can start off a day feeling like you're in Enid Blyton's, come on guys, we're all doing this together, we're having fun, and then it ends up in just a catastrophic place.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You may have seen on Instagram, my husband and I accidentally ate a daffodil bulb the other day.
I love it how this accidentally happened.
And we just picked it out of the garden and we were like, oh my God, because we're so bad at horticulture. And you know, you're willing that to be a real spring onion because you're like, we're growing spring onions. We're doing stuff. Put it in the sandwich, both of us catastrophically ill. And I was like, what is it I've eaten? And then we started Googling and I was like, oh my God, we've eaten a daffodil bulb. You can either laugh or cry at that situation. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to whack that on the internet. Next, to be honest, I don't want anyone else to eat daffodil bulb, so I feel like I'm doing something good for humankind.
It's a campaign.
It's a campaign.
Needs a hashtag.
There are forums for people who have eaten daffodil bulbs. I just want you to know. But yeah, it's those moments. And I think we've all, the three of us sitting here today, we're laughing more than we're crying.
But that's why being with each other is really important, because it can be quite lonely. And actually, the solace that you do find on the internet, that whole in the middle of the night thing, or when you're on your own and you don't have any friends, and in the age we live in, we don't live near our family. families. You can't just go and knock on some nana and go, what do I do next? It's so dirty. You need each other. We all need each other. NCT groups are important, but the internet is vital to make you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly what you just said, that 3 a.m. moment where you're feeling so alone. You're like, I'm poor, I'm lonely, everybody hates me. And there's like one boob 10 times bigger than the other. And you've got Instagram. And I didn't have Instagram when I went through it with my daughter. And actually, that was the whole reason I set this up. Because I was like, I wish somebody had just given me a little moment of light relief. Laughing with your phone in one hand, vaguely feeding the babe in the other. Everyone's a winner.
That actually is a beautiful segue onto the tiredness competition. Now, you know how when you are amongst friends, well, you're going, I'm so tired of that. No, I'm so tired. I was up 14 times in the night. Well, I was up 18. Well, obviously, both of us are lying. But it's not a competition. Well, here it is. Anybody this week been extra tired? Because I have got an entry. And it happened last night on the way home from school. And we had to walk over a motorway bridge just to set the picturesque scene. And we stopped to wave at the traffic going underneath us. And I would say 95% of people waved back or tooted their horn or flashed their lights at my kids. I cried because I thought humankind was so beautiful. I was honestly in tears. I couldn't deal with the kindness of strangers. My children were just delighted. And I was like, good luck to all of you down there. Have a safe journey. It's so nice. You've made our day. What's wrong with me?
I'm actually welling up now. So I don't know what that makes me. That's like the next level.
It's a very moving story, really, isn't
until
it?
You heard the white van man go, all right, gorgeous. And then you realise that maybe the kindness was misplaced.
To be honest, a mama's got to eat. I mean, yeah. If somebody said that to me, I'd cash that in, Beth.
Take it. Bank that one.
Bank that. Doesn't matter who it comes from.
A compliment is a compliment, even if it's sick. Have you heard anything this week, Jess?
Well, yes. My son still is waking at 5 a.m. It was about 7 a.m. Had been up a couple of hours. Felt like sort of midday. I had sorted out all the laundry, came downstairs, dirty nappy in one hand and clean laundry in the other. I put the dirty nappy in the washing machine, clean laundry in the bin, which I just chucked all the breakfast into. So then, I mean, it literally, I couldn't just like dig it out. And I didn't find the dirty nappy in the washing machine until that evening.
It's hilarious. No. I was in Tesco the other day and I was so tired. Do you know that point where you know you need stuff, but you haven't really kind of got your list together? And I was just holding a pineapple and with one solitary tear coming down my face. And I didn't know what to do with the pineapple. I knew I wanted it. I knew I really wanted it, but I didn't know what to do with it. That's when I had the all patronising, wonderful, very sweet lady come up to me. She'd see me standing there with like a crying baby and the pineapple. Are you okay? You know that voice? I'm not okay. And you're fine, but it's just a combination of factors. I think we've all had that, you know, the straw that broke the mama's back.
I had that in the yogurt aisle the other day. I was just standing there, just staring at all the yogurt options.
There's too many yogurts.
I know.
Who needs that much yogurt or that variety of?
I know.
What we need is Vogue to just accept that they need to do a yogurt edit.
They do.
Mm. You can go for the whole gamut, but these are our Vogue highlights for the week.
Would they recommend the horror that was the Julian McDonald Miller Lite? Just add sequins. Giles Deacon's still designing Lenore bottles now. I mean, what the hell is going on?
Look, let's all look at each other and have a bit of self-reflection. If we were offered a Lenore bottle to plonk our shit on, I would like to see who in this room would go, no, Lenore, no, I'm not going to do that. So.
I don't understand the connection. Oh, there's a check. I do understand it. There is a very strong connection and I'm on board.
I am on board with that connection. Whatever you need me to flog, I'm on it. My husband calls it flogging, not vlogging. He's like, it's just forcing your face relentlessly on the world until something stinks.
Can I say before we move on that you, without a doubt, with your poetic imagery of you standing with a solitary pineapple and a single tear, win today's tiredness competition.
Oh my goodness, I'm actually going to cry.
Congratulations,
oh my
Anna.
Goodness, team. Give me a really patronising answer.
Yeah, there we go, Anna. We call it the pat tap in our household.
Oh yes, the pat.
The pat tap that means... This is your problem. It's basically the pat tap is pushing you away.
Yes.
I'm going to pretend that I care. Go away. Come on, move a little bit further.
My eyebrows are stronger than your whole body.
That sounds like somebody telling us that we need to move on to the next item. So, Anna, would you like to have another rummage?
With great excitement, I will delve back into the bag. Let's hope there's nothing moist lurking at the bottom.
Oh. It's an obvious one, but there is a little bit more detail to this. We have here a nappy. It's a Sainsbury's Little Ones nappy. Because I'm just beyond forking out for Pampers anymore.
Let's be honest, we all start on Pampers, and then about 6 months in, you're like, right, I'm in this for the long haul.
But what's special about this is I've used it to put some old chewing gum in.
You know those moments where you're like, okay, a bit of chewing gum and a little bit of lip balm, I feel like, you know, that I deserve that. That's my me time, that 1.5 second. But then you're like, okay, I don't want to be a litter bug.
The adhesive on this nappy is a spearmint chewing gum that I had in my gob for about 12 hours because I just forgot it was there. You know when it nearly becomes a tooth.
Yeah. And you get an extra dull wisdom. Ache, and you just ignore that. After a while, you ignore the dull ache. You just think that's what you always are going to have. Chewing gum stops me grinding my teeth, which is a byproduct of motherhood. Yeah. I find it's a thing. I didn't know this was ever going to happen to me. By the way, I didn't have this problem in the previous life, that which we do not speak of.
That life before
mouth guards, because you gnash your teeth so badly at night.
I've got this really exotic dentist. He's from France, not that you'd know from my accent. No. And he always says to me when we talk about my teeth grinding habit, madam, at some point this stress, it has to come out. It should be in a parenting manual. Consider yes. Grinding your teeth if you can't deal with day-to-day life. My kids aren't in nappies anymore, and I don't look fondly at the nappy time. It's such a pain to have to take.
Well, it's like when you take your kids swimming and you've forgotten the swimming nappy and you're like, it'll be fine. And you get them in the water and woo!
Never fine. It's like literally a siren saying, we have got someone who does not know how to parent. Jessica, would you please remove
vacate
your child
the pool.
Shallow pool. Oh God, she's in the deep end.
Don't try to dunk your child down deeper. We can see that nappy.
Saturdays are for eating butter.
This is the sound of us being interrupted, and it means that we must move on to your final item.
Final item is a superhero mask. You heard the Velcro there.
Real.
Can I do it one more time?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like the sound of my eyes opening in the morning.
So I bring the superhero mask. It's a distraction tactic for the kids. I think, you know, when she's having one of those on the floor meltdowns, I wanted the blue bowl, not the yellow bowl. And you deliver the yellow bowl. I wanted the red bowl, not the yellow bowl. And you're like, okay, distraction. And that's the superhero mask. Because also, she's just an awesome little kid. And, you know, girl power, I think.
I agree. My eldest has just got herself, with her own money, a Spider Girl outfit. Now, to my knowledge, Spider Girl doesn't actually exist, no?
I don't think so, but I'm liking that she's actually come up with a new character.
Should we officially launch her?
Spider Girl. It's a thing. But she loves it. She's got loads of little friends that are boys, and she wore it to a party. Because of what she was wearing, because it wasn't a long dress that tripped her up, she was gallivanting around with the rest of the boys. She wasn't being a tomboy. She was being a girl joining in physically. It's the same with all of us. I love a trouser. I love a skirt. So I think the superhero thing is very right and proper for girls.
You are parenting the shit out of life.
I am doing it right now.
It's happening.
Because I think there's balance to be struck.
I love with the fancy dress thing how nonchalant kids are when they're dressed up. So like my little boy is constantly wearing his muscle bound Superman and Spider-Man outfits. And he's only two. And he's walking around, you know, cool as a cucumber, just going around his normal day, just in this costume. It's just brilliant. I mean, I just want him to be dressed up all the time because it just makes me laugh.
I dropped off at nursery the other day and there was a dad with two children, both of whom were dressed in superhero outfits, no shoes or socks. It was 8:05. He looked so harassed. His hair was up. And he looked at me and went, at least we're here. Like, no judgment here.
It's like clothing roulette. I love it. I tend to just leave it to Matt because I just find it so funny what he puts her in. The day came, they're like, oh, it's another papa day today.
I can't imagine anything worse than eating a whole tomato.
That is all we've got time for today. Thank you so much, Anna.
Team, it has been truly emotional. I mean, there's been pineapples, there's been weeping.
Let's all do
the pat pat.
Take your problems away now.
Babes, this has become more of a self-help session for us all. I think
I feel better.
I feel brilliant tips.
Don't reach too deep.
There might be a furry orange down there.
Thank you so much for listening. Do subscribe on iTunes. And if you want us, we'll be on Twitter until next week at Handbags Podcast.
And of course, you can also find Anna at motherpucker.co.uk and also on Instagram
at mother_pucker.
We'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.